Secretary of State Colin Powell flew into Kabul for a few hours today, the first Secretary of State to visit the Afghan capital since Henry Kissinger in 1976. Powell held talks with Afghanistan's interim leader, Hamid Karzai. Karzai told Powell that Afghanistan would like a partnership with the United States for many years to come. Powell replied, "America will be with you now and in the future." NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kabul.
Security was extremely tight on Kabul streets for Secretary of State Powell's short visit. The usually bustling avenues along Powell's route were empty of traffic. Armed soldiers lined the way. Huge concrete blockades had been put in place at key intersections. The two key topics of discussion between Powell and Karzai were security and financial support. Karzai's government, less than a month old, is far from establishing its authority throughout Afghanistan. At the same time, Karzai's treasury is nearly empty, and he is unable to pay police, government workers, and civil servants who have gone without salaries for more than 6 months. When the two ended their meeting in the presidential palace, Karzai went straight to the point. He needs help and a lasting relationship with the United States.
We are asking for a partnership that is much longer in years, and that brings Afghanistan back to its own people, to control its borders, to generate its own revenues and income, to bring the people of Afghanistan the prosperity and the freedom to choose their own governments as a stable, strong member of the world community.
Estimates of the cost of rebuilding Afghanistan have ranged from $10 billion to $45 billion over the next decade. But in today's Afghanistan, that is very long term. Karzai needs millions now, as UN personnel working with him keep saying. There is no telephone system in Kabul, electrical power is spotty, and indeed the lights went out in the presidential palace just as Karzai and Powell emerged from their meeting. The United States gave $1 million to the startup fund for Afghanistan, and next week in Tokyo, there is an international donors meeting to raise more. When the collection plate is passed, Powell said, the United States will make a significant contribution. And within days, he added, millions of dollars in Afghanistan's assets in the United States, assets frozen during the Taliban years, will be made available to Karzai's government. Powell told Karzai the United States is determined to help Afghanistan rebuild.
We will be with you in this current crisis and for the future. We are committed to doing everything we can to assist you in this time of transition to a new Afghanistan, an Afghanistan where people will be able to live in peace and security, raise their children, dream of a better future. You can take that message to the Afghan people that the American people are committed.
As for American help in improving security in Afghanistan, Powell dodged the direct question of whether the United States is willing to provide troops to the growing International Security Assistance Force here. There are now more than 1,000 British troops deployed just in Kabul as peacekeepers. Karzai wants a much larger force, and he wants to deploy it throughout the country. Powell said there are many ways the U.S. is helping to provide for security in Afghanistan.
The United States presence here is still directed toward pulling up Al-Qaeda and Taliban. That will help improve the security situation. Then, of course, you have the International Security Assistance Force that is here, that is providing security in Kabul. And as it grows in size and capability, I'm sure it will be working with the chairman to see what else it might do. Ultimate security will come from the creation of an Afghan national army committed to the new Afghanistan.
Afghans need to be trained to take care of themselves, Powell said, without relying on foreign forces to do it for them. Karzai does have a schematic plan to turn the various regional militias into a national army, but that does not address the immediate concern of armed gunmen loyal to regional warlords. Right now, there is no sure way to disarm them and take away their power to disrupt the workings of this new government. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kabul.